بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Welcome again to the series The Authentic Statements of the Companions. And this is episode 3, where a man bore witness in the presence of Umar ibn al-Khattab رضي الله عنه. And so Umar said, "Indeed, I do not know you, but it does not harm you that I do not know you. Bring me someone who knows you." So a man stood up and he said, "I know him, who Amir al-Mu'mineen." So Umar radiallahu anhu asked, he said, "How do you know him? Or what do you know of him?" So the man said, "I know him to be trustworthy." So Umar asked, "Is he your neighbor, your close neighbor? You know his, you know, what he does at night, what he does during the day, his ins and outs, when he comes in, when he goes out, you know basically what he does throughout the day and the night. Is he your close neighbor?" So the man said, "No." So Umar said, "Have you dealt with him with the dirham and the dinar, with money, monetary transactions? Have you dealt with him in business so that you can see if he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his transactions?" So the man said, "No." So Umar asked, "Did he travel with you? Did you accompany him somewhere? Did you travel together somewhere so that you can, you know, when you travel with someone and you're close to them and you get to see and observe their actions closer, you're able to know better how their character is like, if they're truly trustworthy and honest or not?" And the man said, "No." So Umar said, "So then you do not know him." And he told the man, "Bring me someone who knows you." And there are several points of benefits here from this incident with Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. The first one is that he told the man, "I do not know you," when he was testifying, he was being a witness. And Umar ibn al-Khattab wanted to make sure that he knew that this man who's being a witness is trustworthy, is credible, is honest, isn't someone who's going to lie or is going to make stuff up. So that's number one. When someone is a witness or testifies to something, we should make sure that they are credible, a credible witness. They're trustworthy. They're honest. Don't just accept the claim or the word or the testimony of anyone. The second point is that Umar told him, "I do not know you, but it does not harm you that I do not know you." And look at the humility and humbleness of Umar radiallahu anhu. He did not know the man, but he told him, "It does not harm you that I do not know you." Just because Umar didn't know him doesn't mean that, or because Umar didn't know that he was honest doesn't mean that he's not. Just because Umar didn't know him doesn't mean he's not trustworthy or credible. But he said, "Bring me someone who knows you, who can testify that you are indeed credible. You are indeed trustworthy." Again, the man who stood up and said, "I know him," and he said that, you know, he knows that he's trustworthy, that he's honest. So Umar did not just accept that claim from that person again. He further investigated, he further scrutinized that claim, and he asked him, you know, "How do you know him? Do you really know him, or you're just making that claim?" And that's something that these days have become widespread as well. So many people just praise other people and they do not know them well, but they're just praising them. Whether, you know, when they're referred for a job or referred for marriage or whatever it may be, people are praising them and talking so good about them, and in reality they don't really know them. So we should really be careful who we praise or who we recommend or who we what we say about people, whether good or bad, not just the bad. The bad things that, you know, don't let your tongue loose and say bad things and backbiting people, but also the good things. You know, be careful not to say good things, because when you say something good about someone and it's not true about them, then you have misled some people to believe that this person is trustworthy. They're going to trust that person. They might marry them. They might do business with them. And in the end, it turns out that your claim wasn't true. And so again, Umar radiallahu anhu mentioned these things, and of course it's not limited to only these three things, you know, doing business or being someone's neighbor or traveling with them. There's other things, but he mentioned these things because these are from the things that makes you get to know a person really well. You get close to a person when you're dealing with them in such circumstances, and you get to really know their character.